You can find the Plex on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at our website, echoplexmedia.com.
Shall we?
Indeed.
You're driving the ship, bitch.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining our lovely show tonight. This is a special Echoplex. This is the Echoplex Saves Christmas.
Woo!
Woo woot. Give a little shout out.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Did we save Christmas?
That remains to be seen.
You know, yeah.
Victory is at hand, but we must fight.
Yes, yes.
And fight hard.
The struggle is long. And it is hard.
This is what we have learned today.
Thank you very much. So let's see here. We're going to do a bit of a round robin. I'm going to start with the well-groomed and facially unchallenged gentleman to my right, Mr. Randall Pink.
Good evening, everybody.
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I am delightful. We just finished watching one of the strangest and most awkward movies I think I've ever seen in my entire life, and I'm really ready to talk about it.
I can agree with that. Thank you.
There's a lot that needs to be said.
So by the way, for everybody who's tuning in, we just witnessed the fantastic Christian phenomenon, Christmas Christian phenomenon. Say that two times, three times fast. The Christmas Christian phenomenon, Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas, which boasts the tagline, putting Christ back in Christmas. For all of those who have not seen this fantastic film, Kirk Cameron spends his time trying to convince his friend Christian that Christmas is not all about consumerism, but it's actually about Christ.
And Santa Claus.
And Santa Claus.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, Randall, I know we will talk a bit more in-depthly about your feelings, your thoughts.
Yes. Yes, absolutely will.
You're happy to be here tonight?
I am happy to be here tonight. Yeah.
I'm
having a time.
You're having a time? Excellent. So if we jump across the table, we speak to the man, the myth, the legend, David.
Yeah, I'm here. You're driving the ship, but I do have something I want to plug. I want to plug this whole fucking thing.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I want to plug this whole motherfucker because... I actually want to plug Lenovo because it appears that Lenovo and Dell run this. Lenovo, Dell, and Linus Torvalds run
Viva
this.
Plex Arcana.
There's like ThinkPads and Latitudes everywhere here, and I want to plug these.
Two Dells. Yeah. Oh, thank you. And Latitudes.
How many total do we have?
There's enough, and it's funny. The fastest
We have all of the laptops.
The fastest computer up here is just reading the show notes for Mary. It's not even recording the show or anything.
Right.
Too right. Okay. Is that no? That's
hers. Is the fastest machine up here for sure.
Oh yeah.
And she's got this lovely Linux sticker on it.
That's how we roll.
This is how we roll.
I feel a little nonplussed.
Windows in when did we reinstall? Months ago.
It was several months ago. Hey, who are you? And introduce yourself and be happy to be here.
For those who do not know, my name is Mary, and Here with some good friends tonight. We watched this travesty of a Christmas film, if you can call it that, and I'm looking forward to
film. This is not a film, ma'am.
I'm being kind. It was just a travesty. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Did you rewind?
Because we want.
There was a point.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yes.
We
actually did rewind. Sure. Yeah, we did.
There were some messages that needed to be conveyed.
It was fun. It was good. Something. It was had. And we enjoyed. But we get a little ahead of ourselves, actually. There's a lovely lady who we skipped in the middle. The Viking.
Howdy and greetings to all.
Salutations.
Yes, welcome, Viking.
There's no camera. Just walk across the room, man.
Yeah, just go.
My dear friend.
Oh, shit, this is Viking plugged in. Move. I was going to interrogate
I've only just so recently met. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling wonderful, but I definitely got a few things to say about that travesty of, I don't even want to call it film, so...
Sad cinema?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what to say.
Yes, lovely. All right, let's play a little something from this Christmas nugget.
Hey, everybody. That's me, enjoying the party. And that's my sister. She's throwing the party. No one loves a Christmas party more than her.
As always, amazing. Hey, you really stepped it up this year. You got Santa Claus. Where'd you find him? What do you have to pay a guy like that?
Uncle Bill.
All right, so I'm going to be the first to say that the pan on Kirk Cameron was just a little longer than was needed, and then they panned to his sister. Now let's counter here really quick. He's well groomed, a little aged, but you know he still looks moderately good. And then they pan to this like meth ravaged sister who's just like, you know, a good foot taller. She's done her hair up properly, but her roots are a little sketchy.
Her cheeks are sallow.
Her cheeks are sallow. Thank you very much. And then
she just kind of looks defeated.
She does indeed look
like
defeated.
How would you look if you were in this
been
movie?
In the
defeated and constipated.
She's been in the kitchen cooking for like, so there's like, there's like a family of 40 at this party, and it for all intents and purposes, it appears as if she's been cooking by herself all day. And she just turns it, looks at him, and she and when he walks in and is with this face that's just like, I'm empty, please fill me with
oh, no. Far too much mascara and eyeliner.
Like looking like Courtney Love, like
she's trying to cover over the sunken cavities in her skull, but it's just not working.
And he just flounces into the kitchen like, hey, what's going on? Like, nothing.
Are you saying he's flouncing?
He totally flounced.
For the people who are listening who might not know, could you give us a quick definition in your own words of flouncing?
Two sentences or less.
He sort of bounced, half flunk into the...
Now you're using other words I don't know. Did he
half
get
a fifth grade level here?
Was it is it similar to prancing?
A little bit.
Okay. All right.
Possibly.
Yeah. I concur.
So everybody on the panel, what did you guys think of the beginning of the movie before the infamous scene with the truck?
Actually, you know what? Let's start with you, David. What do you think about that?
I think his eyes are too close together.
The infamous scene. Okay, thank you very much, David. Doesn't like the look of Kirk Cameron because his eyes are too close together.
I'm just telling you, he has no depth perception. It's a good thing he didn't drive that truck anywhere.
Okay, great, great. So you would not get into a vehicle with this man.
He sure does know how to work a stick, though.
I'm telling you, hold on.
You're giving a little foreshadowing here, Randall. Wait your turn.
But what I am saying is that like when your eyes are that close together, it isn't. That I have a fear of it. It's that science would say that your depth perception isn't very good.
You might be a mongoloid.
When your eyes are further apart, you have better depth perception. When your eyes are like all in the bridge of your nose, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, but his eyes are like kind of sunk into the center of his face.
I'll agree with you a bit on there.
They're a little too close together.
Yeah, I would be hesitant to get in a car with him.
My dear friend, the Viking.
Well, I mean, the first thing that I immediately saw was just like, it looks like somebody took out their cell phone and tried to light it up with some theater lights from a high school play production and make a, I don't, like I said, I don't want to call it a film, but yeah. Production value there was none.
A video effort.
Yes.
No, creative is not, well, I mean, it was a little creative. So I want to, I also wanted to bring up a thing like, The Rock, where they put the manger at the beginning.
Yes.
It looked like it was a piece of styrofoam that they didn't quite hit all the way with the spray paint.
No, right. Quite easily a piece of styrofoam set in the middle of a stage.
Right.
I appreciated not only the styrofoam the that was overly nice. Sprayed and dressed with an excessive amount of hay or bits of hay. I actually also appreciated the recessed lights. It added a certain
X-Files.
Well, yes, thank you. Thank you, for lack of a better word.
This was done in conjunction with Liberty University.
Yes.
And there's all likelihood this was probably filmed on their campus somewhere. And, you know, and in order to be able to stretch time and get a budget going, they just do these extended monologues of him while they pan around these low-budget set shots to like fill space, and it's just this
run them in slow motion.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's an exercise in like predatory narcissism. It's really creepy.
I'll give you that it was a simple dumbed down version of, hey, let's look at a lovely, well done scene, and we're gonna give you an overlay of somebody's monologue for the next 10 minutes. Now we can assume that Kirk Cameron has a lovely kind of. What am I looking for? Not a baritone, but you know, somebody who's
a
soothing. Thank you, a tenor. Thank you, a tenor
quite
voice.
Welcome.
Somebody who can speak to you in a very soothing fashion.
He knows how to lull you into a false sense of security, so that while you're not looking, he can slip the roofie in your drink.
See, there you have it. So he slipped the proverbial roofie into all of us.
Including the man in the car.
Including the man in the car. So,
and the Asian guy on the couch.
So,
all the better to bugger him with.
Right.
The Asian guy just sat on the couch the whole time and looked at his phone.
Because he was roofied.
He didn't.
It was.
It was the mescaline in the hot chocolate.
It's race. Those Asians and their technology. I'm just telling you. He was probably doing somebody's math homework.
Oh, no. Sitting there on the couch drinking his fictitious hot chocolate?
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. It's so low budget that they can't even afford to put hot chocolate in the cups.
Fucking brilliant. Oh,
that's so funny.
And there's that point when he has that like fake-ass Tom Cruise laugh. Do you remember when he's like, he goes to drink the hot chocolate and he's like, and I love hot chocolate.
Wait, are we talking about Kirk Cameron or the Asian guy?
The Asian guy.
No, Kirk Cameron.
No, we're talking about the Asian guy.
No, I'm talking about in the
beginning
of the movie.
No, we're talking about the Asian guy still.
Is Kirk Cameron an Asian guy?
All right, well, you obviously enjoyed Kirk Cameron drinking fake hot chocolate.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, he had this, like, he made this total, like, Tom Cruise Scientology reaction.
No,
like, where he started jumping up and down
in the chair. We even commented on the fact that, like, as he turned the cup to, you know, gesticulate.
It's clearly empty.
Yeah.
Or it only had a little bit of mescaline in it.
Well, and as Dave would say,
it was clearly it only had a bit of
mescaline. The whole movie was filmed, was fueled by the stuff.
So, so apparently, if I may segue here, Duck Dynasty approved this film?
That makes a lot of sense.
I have a clip for that. Hold on.
Yes. I think we need to hear that.
All right. Well, good for us. Good thing I have it.
Hey, America, and all you Duck Dynasty fans out there. It's now 2014 AD. Have you ever wondered?
That's the year of our Lord.
Exactly who we're counting time by and why? 2014 years ago, something rather large must have happened. Because we're still counting time by what happened. It's all about Christmas. That's when God becomes flesh.
When God becomes flesh, y'all.
Amen. It's Christmas. Ago,
and so why cool. We remember to this day, Christmas.
When God becomes flesh.
Christ and worship Mass, Christ Mass. Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas, is a new movie that's coming out. If you really want some insight into what Christmas is all about.
Who says the Duck Dynasty guy's an idiot?
I do. I do fully.
That's just a given.
Oh my goodness!
I don't think he's an idiot. I think he's being paid to sell an invisible product.
Well, yes, and I have to say that honestly, the brainwashing that was intended by this film has reached its target audience.
No, I don't think anyone.
My goodness.
I mean, that guy might kind of be a true believer, but I mean, that movie was bad.
Well, of course, that movie was bad, but it okay. Let's go over some quick fixes here, really quick. It started off kind of interesting and insightful, and then it got really into the deep heart of what Christmas is about.
No, wait, I have to stop you. I hate to do this, I have to stop you. Can you tell me one insightful thing that happened in the movie?
It treated us. I will. Thank you very much. It treated us to Kirk Cameron and that he needed to bring his friend Christian back into the light. That is insightful. It introduced us to a man who was in a crisis of faith.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So this hit all the cornerstones again. It gave us something deep and thought-provoking, the story in the car. It gave us a bit of fun. You know, by hook by crook.
I felt touched.
There was the dubstep mauling of the dude that he face slapped, and then in the end there was the crazy dancing.
I think we've forgotten the most important part of the thing is this scene in the SUV.
Well, no.
Yes.
No.
This was the core aspect of this piece.
I glossed over that. Thank you.
To get a little context for our listener,
Lord.
There's a whole scene in this movie where
Kirk Cameron, three scenes segmented.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron is having a conversation with his friend that's Christian. Having this crisis of faith, Christian. Christian is complaining about these things he doesn't like about Christmas that have taken it away from Jesus and blah blah blah. And Kirk Cameron, in his holiness, is trying to convince his friend that these things are not what Christmas is all about, and that he needs to come back to the flock and stay with the flock because everything will be all right with the flock. And he does go through this combination of very, very badly constructed false narratives about the Bible and its relationship to the Christmas season that we have come to know.
Let's go on further here and talk about Mr. Cameron further. Apparently, he's at Liberty University. He's talking about Christmas and Chinese food.
Where is this Liberty University, anyways?
I'm curious as well.
Hey, Bernie
actually.
Sanders smoked. Smoke,
it doesn't
smoke,
sound like
smoke,
an accredited smoke. University.
No. Did he smoke or spoke?
Well, it was started by Jerry Falwell. It's a
religious school.
I think it was Jerry Falwell.
We'll let the listener decide.
Well, let's hear about the Chinese food and the correlation between Christianity and Chinese food.
I thought that was a Jew thing.
Well, hold on. In the name of transparency, I took him completely out of context in order to make this fun.
All right.
One of the most overlooked and deadly evils in the modern world today is Chinese food.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is that David
Many
Tennant?
People don't believe that.
Kirk Cameron.
But any serious and committed Christian with just a moment of reflection will understand very quickly with what I'm about to tell you, that Chinese food, in all its forms, must be entirely rejected. Many people are not aware of the very serious nature of the Chinese food question, and they participate in this very dangerous activity, unknowingly.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear past his monologue there. All I heard was David Tennant as the fucking 10th Doctor. Thank you very much for any incarnation. I know you don't know who he is, but I got several rubs on either end, so I love you both. You will remain nameless.
Thank you, Captain Jack.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You guys should have a pop culture reference.
I'm just wondering who lays the better claim to Chinese food, the Jews or the Christians?
Oh,
I don't know.
As the Jews, obviously.
As an atheist, actually, I very much appreciate the fact that the Chinese restaurant community is open on days like Christmas when nothing else is, and I am not having a Christmas feast and need some Chinese food.
You know, when you wake up on a random holiday and you really want some egg foo young, I mean, you can always depend on the Chinese restaurants being
God
open.
God bless those ignorant savages.
You know, or the cream of some ingai.
To be fair, they're not going to be awake for breakfast for you to get egg foo young. Yeah. That shit may look like an omelet to you, but it ain't breakfast for them.
I will say, as a Viking and a heathen, I appreciate some Chinese food on Christmas Day as well.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you for your chiming in there. Randall has something to say.
I prefer Thai myself.
Yes. He likes them a little darker, a little less slant-eyed, and a little tighter in the back end.
The lady boy.
Excuse me, the lady boy.
They taste a little
Do you know
bit
what a mystery
like
box
coconut.
Is, by the way, Randall?
I'd love to find out.
A mystery box is when you sit on a couch that is set in a semicircle with other like-minded people, male, female. We don't discriminate
so,
here.
So there we
such
are.
As yourself. And there's a box set twirling from the ceiling, lower down, and there's a little hole in it. And well, you just don't know what it is, but you're very inclined to put several appendages or... Anyways, we're getting past the point here. Excuse me,
That's quite a tangent there.
That is a mystery box. We're going to talk about the war on Christmas. Rather, we're going to have a bit of a history lesson regarding the war on Christmas. Our good friend Sam from the Majority Report.
Give it up. Give it up for the
Majority
Report.
He's decided to tell us about how the war on Christmas kind of began, or at least where
the modern roots
it has led thus far.
Yes.
Yeah, I put this story on the docket. What I'm going to say is I think that the modern war on Christmas began somewhere, possibly here, because this is the first declaration of war on Christmas.
What year was this?
This was 2003, actually.
2003, okay.
This was on CNN.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And this is probably the only time our good friend will ever have been on CNN, ever.
Yeah. The first and only?
The first and last time.
Oh, yeah. He was... Just listen to the clip.
Easily.
Well, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? A Christmas tree or a holiday tree? Which should it be? Depends on whom you ask. We've seen controversy, most notably prompted by the White House. It sent out cards, this card, matter of fact, wishing a holiday season of hope and happiness. No mention of Christmas. Some thoughts now on the subject. Sam Teeter hosts the show Majority Report on Air America Radio. Bob Knight is the director of the Culture and Family Institute. It's affiliated with the Christian conservative organization Concerned Women for America. Gentlemen, great to have you with me.
Thanks for having us on.
All right, well, let's start with the holiday card. What do you think, Sam?
Well, listen, you know, as far as the war on Christmas goes, I feel like we should be waging a war on Christmas. I mean, I believe that Christmas, it's almost proven that Christmas has nuclear weapons, can be an imminent threat to this country, that they have operative ties with terrorists, and I believe that we should sacrifice thousands of American lives in pursuit of this war on Christmas. And hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer money.
Well, Sam, is it a war on Christmas, a war on Christians, a war on over political correctness, or just a lot of people with way too much time on their hands?
Well, I would say probably, if I was to be serious about it, too much time on their hands. But I'd like to get back to the operational ties between Santa Claus and Al-Qaeda.
So, nuclear war. That's all I have to say.
Yes.
Santa has nukes. He is riding the skies on Christmas Eve, ready to decimate every American town. Excuse me, maybe the world over. Let's not make America exclusive in this. He's just going to slay the entire world.
With his sleigh.
Pun intended.
Rudolph's nose is uranium powered.
Oh, see?
Renewable. Here's the next clip from that.
Wait. Randall has something important to say here for a second. Right, I know he does. Speak on the slaying of Santa Claus.
They always talk about, you know, pushing the button, right, to like drop the nuke. I'm like, I think that might be Rudolph's nose. Might be.
Oh, is that
when it's DEFCON 1?
DEFCON 1.
When it's Rudolph. when it's Santa Con Ron, that's when they like Rudolph, we need you.
And he comes, the ever obedient reindeer, waiting for his nose to be pressed to set off the nukes.
He's their nuclear option. That's why they keep him away. He's dangerous.
He's dangerous.
It's not that he's weird. It's that he's dangerous. Know that if
he's
like
radioactive.
He's radioactive.
Rudolph the radioactive reindeer.
All right, so we have another clip here.
Oh yeah, I have three more plutonium clips.
You have three more clips. All right, let's go into the next.
Oh, it's the guy responds and he compliments our friend Sam on his dry humor.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? I mean, is this a war on Christians, a war on Christmas? Is this too much political correctness?
Yeah, it was very, first I want to compliment him on his dry humor, but this is actually a very serious subject because a lot of people are waking up to realize that the war on Christmas is really the culmination of a war on faith. And the idea that the public square has to be cleansed of any religious expression, particularly Christian religious expression. You know, at one time, Happy Holidays was a welcome addition to Merry Christmas. So you wouldn't say the same thing over and over again. But a lot of people now see it as a substitute. And it's very gratuitous at times. And it's actually insulting when you're talking about Christmas Day or a Christmas tree, and you can't bring yourself to use the word for fear of offending someone. In the name of diversity, we're a less free country when that happens.
So I have one thing to say.
Just one?
And it's four syllables.
The rest of the show's going to suck.
It's four syllables. I have one thing to say. Merry Christmas. I was hoping that'd be offensive, but it wasn't. None of you were offended. What does that say about having changed this?
I'm offended.
Is anybody offended by the fact that I say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays?
I'm offended.
Oh,
no.
We have somebody in the IRC.
Why are you ignoring the fact that I'm offended, Harrison?
Well, no, I'm not paying attention to you. To those
out
there in the IRC.
But I'm offended at your usage of the term Merry Christmas, Harrison. There is a war going on here.
Do I not represent God and Jesus? So, well, let's pretend God and Jesus don't exist because, well, I mean, they don't.
We have someone in the IRC chat.
Yes?
We have someone in the IRC chat, and they said, flout is to treat with disdain, scorn, or contempt, or to scoff at. So they're like correcting us on our shit.
It's flout, not flounce. The word was flounce.
Flounce.
F-L-O-U-N-C-E. Flounce. I'm a writer. Look it up, motherfucker.
It's flounce, Mom.
All right, let's not.
I love you.
Let's not be offensive to our friend in the IRC.
Listener. Hello, chat in our old timey chat room.
Because she's related to me. I know who this is.
I'm sorry, Christine. Please don't smite me with your Viking sword.
It's all right. It's all right.
My dear friend,
yes.
The Viking here.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on our IRC friend?
Our IRC friend
would that friend let you elaborate for that matter?
Is my mother actually?
Oh, brilliant. Okay, I do not want to offend a fair lady.
Oh,
hello,
no.
On the internet
to the mother
here.
Of the Viking.
And that's fantastic. I'm glad that you are listening.
Yes, yes.
And for that matter,
if you don't want to offend anybody on the internet, we should probably
we
just
don't.
Stop right now.
She says
yes.
She takes no offense.
Lovely.
No offense, no.
I told her
lovely.
This was happening, and I told her, hey, if you're bored.
That's fantastic. Well, I guess you are bored. Talk about some equality in the war on Christmas.
Well, this is really important.
All right, so Matt Binder, former producer of Majority Part, now works at CAFE.com, and there's little doubt that he has something to do with this.
Oh, well, they had a funny article, a satirical article that said that gay people were now allowed to serve openly in the war on Christmas.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Gay America.
Okay. Gay victory.
Absolutely.
We need you by our side.
But I did pull a clip of Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, well, I mean, he's my favorite person to hate, so let's hear him.
When he's incredibly prescient. He predicted this like a few years ago happen.
And I just grabbed the money shot, 18 seconds.
Was it?
18 seconds.
On the chin? The money shot?
On the loofah.
Oh, on the loofah. All right, let's let this creamy residue reside on the loofah.
Right.
I absolutely agree 100% that it's the diminishment of Christianity is the target, and Christmas is the vehicle, because the secularists know their opposition to their agenda. Legalized drugs is in that as well. Coming primarily from the Judeo-Christian traditionalists.
So to those of you who listen to the clip and aren't like having a different conversation that isn't the podcast,
I was listening. Thank you. I can multitask.
Can you summarize the clip?
I can summarize. No.
No.
I cannot do that.
So he blamed gay people and what he calls secularists, which just means the people who don't think that Jesus should be the law. He blamed the whole
heathens.
Thing for the war on Christmas. Did he say heathens? I think he said secularists.
No, that's my word.
Your word?
My translation of his words.
Yes, well, that's fine.
That's more than fine.
Heathens have been fighting over that stuff for a long time.
You know, the heathens and the hedonists should get together and have a party, because I think they'd have a lot in common.
They could learn from each other.
I aspire to be a hedonist. I know people who aspire to be a sociopath.
Like Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron, yes.
Well, his eyes are really close together, so obviously.
No, he just doesn't aspire to be a truck driver.
He's a predator. His
eyes are so close
together. Too right.
I mean, he would know the rules of the road.
Too right.
yes, I'm sure he does.
Okay, have we said all our piece on this then?
Could you imagine a Kirk Cameron porno? It's all like 40 days, 40
You know what? Obviously. Oh my God.
Some trucker porn.
Are you imagining it's one 40, right now, Randall?
We lost in the desert 40 days, 40 nights.
To have a bit of a vote here. Shall we talk about the first war on Christmas, or shall we just go right on to Washington, D.C. canceling Christmas?
Well, the war on Christmas is our theme tonight.
Yes.
So I think talking about the first war on Christmas would be appropriate.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about... Thank you, Mary.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Harrison.
Somebody around here knows what the fuck's
Harrison.
Going
Brilliant.
On.
Brilliant. You know, Mary.
Harrison.
Can always depend on you to be a bit of a bedrock.
I'd like to step
proper
in here.
Sounding. Yes,
I think
real quick and just say that I am the technical outsider here. So while all these people may know what they're talking about, I do not do a pretty good
I sure
extent.
As hell.
So I'd
but
like
you're
to
the
know
best
what I'm talking
bullshitter
about.
I know.
That's I can bullshit really well. I'm going to try my best to do that. But I'd love to hear what you guys think on the war on Christmas.
All right. I think the eyes have it. Oh, sorry. Somebody's wanting to chime in.
Gas on.
Somebody
needs a refill.
Somebody's calling a boy for a beer, everybody. Boy, get me a beer.
A beer boy.
With that being said, Mary, have you called up the site, my dear?
I just pulled this up, and we have from factslides.com a random fact that states Christmas was illegal in the U.S. until 1836, as it was considered an ancient pagan holiday.
So well, what do we think about this? Is the war on Christmas over? Was the war on Christmas over almost 200 years ago?
I would say no.
I will give a resounding negatory on that as well.
Copy that.
I think they're just giving more credence to something that is far too old for us to really honestly give a proper shit about.
This is a proper shit, right? Like,
yes.
We have... I've read the docket that comes later.
Yes, you have. Yes, and for yes. All right, let's go on further. My good friend the Viking.
Yes.
I see you licking your lips in anticipation. You are chafing.
Whoa.
At the want to speak here, please speak your mind, my dear.
Well, I find it interesting, honestly, because the roots of what they currently celebrate or call Christmas is actually pagan, and those roots are very well established. In many traditions, mostly Germanic and Norse traditions.
Can you elaborate by any chance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So, for instance, the figure of Santa Claus is actually sort of a redress figure of Odin, the
yes.
chieftain war god in Norse mythology. yes, there is actually a really funny sort of comic about this online that you can
which
look
I read
up called.
And well, I thought it was brilliant.
Proof that Santa Claus is Odin.
Made me very sad until he consumed massive amounts of Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
Wait, and then he became the portly fellow that he's known to be now.
I will say I'm a huge fan of both Odin and Coca-Cola.
Wait, who the fuck are you?
This is Handsome Max talking over here, buddy, if you weren't aware already. I am both biased and unbiased on this topic.
I should have yes. acted like I knew.
So,
I was going to say, according to Kirk Cameron, I mean, at least his little Christmas special, it looked kind of like Santa was a caveman.
Santa? No.
Yeah, we
are we sure that was
that.
Santa?
Yeah.
It was Kurt Cobain. He's in hell.
It's no. He wasn't a bleach blonde drug addict. You know, he wasn't emaciated
hell.
And like strumming on
right.
a 12 string or a 6 string, whatever have you. That being said, yeah, I'm a little hazy. I took a lot of acid back then. Forgive me.
Oh, we should take acid and try to do this show.
No, I'm not going to
do it right now.
You know what? Let's have some fun and drop some LSD, people. Yeah.
Bring Johnny Five on this show.
With
a little bit of acid.
We're
going to
tell you all about
docket.
All the new colors that we discover.
Wait, the kaleidoscope.
You know why I saw?
Can
I
you
did,
taste the colors?
I don't mean to. I don't
They're
mean
so
to like.
Delicious.
Actually,
They're so
no.
Delicious.
Actually, now that
taste
somebody else
rainbow.
Is driving the fucking docket, I'm going to bring
Fuck
us
off.
Way
you know
off.
What?
I'm
hey.
Bring us way off topic.
You know what? No,
I
actually, I would like to chime in here. And,
wait, hold on, Dave. Dave was saying
Fair
something
enough.
First. Hold your tongue for a minute, David.
One time when I was frying, I saw a new color. That's it. No, it's not like a purple, because that would be a color I've seen before. I saw a new color one time. I think it was candy flipping.
Was it mauve?
No, that's a
perhaps
color.
No, he said new
perhaps
color.
Like a sea foam.
I guarantee you I cannot explain the color to you because it was brand new.
Can you name it in two to three syllables?
Yeah, Dave was frying.
Dave was frying.
That's the name of the color I saw. I was like 22, and I was frying my face off, and I saw a new color, and no, it isn't like purple or silver or any other color you've ever seen, because it was a new color. I wish I had a point of reference for this.
As somebody who has never dropped acid for legal reasons,
it's totally
I'm
illegal for
to
everyone
agree
else.
With you, yes,
it's yeah. illegal for everyone else, bro.
Well,
no, it's fine, but I do believe you.
No, I mean whether or not I mean it was only my I can't provide evidence that I saw a new color. I'm just telling you that I saw a new color. You're gonna have to take my word for it.
I think it's brilliant, David. Thank you for sharing, and Handsome Max. Is that Handsome Max?
Either one's fine.
I like Handsome.
I'm still kind of
let's
working with
the
nomenclature here,
one.
So you'll forgive
yeah.
me.
I mean,
no, Handsome Max
me?
Is a great name.
Is it Handsome Max?
Hey, can I have
mean,
the bong?
You tell me.
Or maybe
it has
hey
a nice
Mac?
Ring to
you tell
it.
Me. Don't touch me. No, don't touch me.
No. I'll defer to my friend here.
Keep your hand off my
the lovely lady to stroke your chin and work your jawline, sir.
I would like everyone to know that
work that crooked. Oh, I'm getting a little.
Fucking Harrison.
I don't mean,
me
I don't mean to be a negative
going
Nancy.
Being taken up with the gentleman.
Oh, no, I did it on purpose.
Stop it.
I know you
was
Harrison, how's it feel to drive the docket, motherfucker?
Yeah,
we're an hour in and
I'm
four
loving
stories.
Loving it, and we're only on story
it,
five.
But...
So first off, take your hands off of me. Love your face. By the way, come see me again. All right, so let's go on to, Jesus, really? We're going to skip into that here. Let's talk about newly arrived Syrians. No, let's not do that. What's a nice
what,
billboard
are you racist?
In Colorado?
What's the problem with
no.
that?
No, we're going to talk what? About a nice billboard in Colorado because, whoa.
Simple things.
Starts oh, things. Okay, no, wait. We're going to go back to this here really quick because I had to read this. Dave, I believe we have a clip here about some newly arrived Syrian refugees.
No, there was no clip for this story because, like, I didn't feel like pulling.
Okay, one. Excellent. Okay,
research
so every
hard.
Year at Christmas, we do this thing where we're going to kidnap some children. Apparently, no, I don't really want to talk about this.
No, move on to the
but
next story.
Isn't it about Krampus?
Fucking, you're
though?
Driving
yeah,
no,
the docket,
no,
bitch.
Is this about? No, we're
drive
not going to do this.
Trump
no, I'm
going to
dock the docket. Thank you very much. Here, we're going to do from story 8, freedom of from religion. A four-star general in the war on Christmas keeps the battle raging on. We're going to talk about that because fuck all you weird people.
The group American Atheists says you don't have to be Christian to celebrate Christmas, and they're using their new ad campaign right here in Colorado. Maybe you've seen these two billboards like this. One's along I-25 in Fountain, the other in Colorado Springs. They show Santa and the words, "Go ahead and skip church, just be good for goodness sake." Now, some say it's dampening their Christmas spirit, but the group says that's not the point.
I think it's actually really terrible, personally, and my family, we're strictly Catholic, so we've always been Catholic, always raised like that.
We're trying to reach out to non-believers, specifically, and let them know that it's okay to celebrate Christmas without treating it like a religious holiday.
Here's what's interesting. The billboards are only up in one other city, Raleigh, North Carolina. They're going to stay up through the new year.
Is this the war on Christmas?
No. This is promoting to all of the quote unquote non-believers. This is a month to buy presents for your friends, have some fun, and who is this Christ person anyways?
Corporations are promoting this. Why do they need to put billboards out there? We all know it's Christmas.
They're grasping at straws, right?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
So is the war on Christmas a thing, or is it just a way for people to get on TV?
Sarah, wait, simply Sarah.
I was just going to say that, like, I celebrated Christmas for years and did not know it was a Christian holiday.
Who is this Christ guy anyways?
No idea that it was a thing. It was like a church thing. My dad's an atheist. We still had Christmas.
No shit. Dad's like a nice guy.
So wait.
My dad told me at a very young age, there's no God.
So obviously there were no...
But apparently he went with the like Santa myth. Yeah, we're going to go with that one. That's
the sentiment.
So obviously, Sarah, there were no images of the good Christ. On a cross.
We still had a nativity. We didn't have the no crosses.
Okay.
We had a little nativity, but it was the same as like watching Rudolph on TV or like, oh yeah, and then this one time this baby was born and everyone was really excited about it.
Right. A couple like, of right, different cool. colored
and then a fat man
males.
Comes down your chimney. Like they're all ridiculous stories. I didn't realize that it was like a Christian thing.